you have her. That's Liz Anderson on the Sir John Radio program, and that's called Our Love is Like a Merry-Go-Round. Up and down, round and round, tune 49 on the survey. This is the beloved Sir John, Lady Guinevere's most memorable night.
Oh, really?
And now, folks, it's just to me.
Ooh, that's smart. Oh, that's terrible.
The time has come once more for us to move on. For after all, I promised you the world.
Ferlin Husky and I promised you the world there. That's survey two number 55 on the Country Giant MIN.
Maybe you could be a Vista volunteer, a volunteer in service to America. If you're just out of college and don't know quite what you want to do yet, if you're just retired and still full of energy, if you care about your country and your fellow countrymen, then find out about Vista. What you do is to live for a year someplace like a slum or a migrant worker camp or an Indian reservation, and you'll be paid $50 a month plus expenses. Volunteer in service to America. Box B, Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Elster Socks. Good words in 21 minutes, 1 a.m. Sir John Radio program. Hanging in there. Side saddle till 6. You're all night night, friends.
Hi, everybody. This is Don Johnson inviting you to join me for a big Country Giant broadcast at our favorite night spot, the Esquire Bar at 823 University Avenue in St. Paul. We'll be there every Sunday night from 8:30 to 9:30. And backed by popular request, Joe Gunner and his Country Tigers play for your dancing and listening pleasure every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. While you're there, try the working man's lunch, done exactly the way you like it, from 11:30 until 5 o'clock daily. If you're hungrier than that, try the sirloin for two, from 5 until 10 o'clock each and every day, and the best barbecued ribs in town. Remember now, that's Sunday night at the Esquire Bar, 823 University Avenue in St. Paul.
The Esquire Bar, 823 University Avenue in St. Paul. Go by and see those folks. Tell them old Sir John from WMIN told you about Don Johnson, who's there.
This is the Giant's golden oldie.
Jan Howard here.
WMIN 14 ho ho.
First of the Sir John twin twirlies.
Well, it feels so good to be coming home.
Class of 49.
Oh, there's a tearjerker for you one time. The guy most likely to succeed on the Sir John Radio program. That's Red Sovine, class of 49. Go on.
If you are in construction or the building trades, the Navy has a place for you in the CBs. It's a man's outfit. It's an action outfit. And if you qualify, you go right into the Navy as a petty officer. First, second, or third class, depending on your experience. If you've been working in your trade for the past 3 years, haven't yet hit the 40 mark, and still want some action and adventure, then join the CBs. For first-class information on this first-class outfit, see your local Navy recruiter.
Weather-wise for the twins, look for fair and warmer this morning, partly cloudy later today through tonight, as a matter of fact. And then on into Thursday, it'll cool off a bit with a slight chance of a thundersnapper. Winds, well, they'll become increasing, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Low this morning, 48. Today's high, 80. Tonight's low again, 48. And the high tomorrow, 80 degrees. Chance of precipitation, well, it'll be less than 5% this morning, 20% later today and tonight. Currently a fair sky going, and 68 is our Country Giant temperature reading at 15 minutes before 1 o'clock on the Giant.
WMIN 14 ho ho.
This is the beloved Sir John, the turned on night, all night long on WMIN with June Stearns and Empty House one time.
Well,
got about an empty house full of sweet, sweet memories, and you heard it on the Sir John radio program, and I'll be here the Albright all night night until 6 this morning.
If you haven't sent for your WMIN Giant Corn Stalk Seeds, by all means do it now. We're turning the Twin Cities country with our new Giant Corn Stalk Seeds, and you can get yours free. Register a protest against boredom and dullness in the landscape of your neighborhood with these giant corn stalks. Some of them grow as high as 20 feet into the air. Plant them anywhere. Plant them in your neighbor's yard, in your Volkswagen. Plant them by a statue or in an old bathtub. Or plant them at your mother-in-law's, anywhere. And then just wait for the fun to start. These giant corn stalk seeds will shoot skyward all summer. Grow so fast, you can actually see daily changes. You'll soon be seeing these giant corn stalks everywhere. And if you aren't growing yours, you'll feel left out. To get your free Country Giant Corn Seeds from the Corn Nuts people of California, just send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Country Giant Corn, WMIN, St. Paul, 55104. That's a stamped self-addressed envelope to Country Giant Corn, WMIN, St. Paul, 55104. And you'll get your giant corn stalk seeds by return mail.
Okay, check out those giant corn stalk seeds and grow yourself some big corn. 20 feet, that's a big corn stalk. Here's Glenn Campbell, Survey Tune 8, the magic circle of the top 10. I Want to Live.
Flowers have bloomed. The ocean has waved.
Whoa!
Sir John radio program, the only man in town that gave up full-time knighthood to become a disc jockey because I just looked like heck in a miniskirt.
You've got to be putting me on.
Young women, this is Dottie West. There's lots of work to be done by the United States Marine Corps, but it's not all men's work. If you're a high school graduate or a senior, if you want a life of challenging assignments and adventure, see your Marine Corps representative. Remember, as a woman Marine, you will work with other Marines on important projects. Travel, recreation, and a full social life is practically unlimited for a woman Marine. But let's not just talk about it. Get the details from your Marine representative today.
Oh, yes. My producer, Evan Curfew, just walked in with his cat named Dog. So we'll be walking our cat named Dog right up till 6 this morning.
WMIN 1400.
Digest magazine this week has all kinds of good features in it, like articles by Marty O'Neill and even a mugshot of old Sir John himself. Why don't you pick up on it in an Olin supermarket or a Country Boy store near you? Check out Super Value Stores for TV Digest magazine. Get out of here with a big one this hour.
Here's number one on the Giant.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
WMIN
1400. One by one, they're turning out the light.
Good morning, John. Sir John here with the WMIN 1255 report. Mayor Thomas Byrne scored a victory of nearly 2-1 over Mrs. Walter Butler in St. Paul last night to win his second two-year term. The returns from 145 of 160 precincts give Mayor Byrne 52,958 to Mrs. Butler's 28,546 votes. Mrs. Butler said she plans to run for mayor again in 2 years from now. Minnesota's Governor Harold Levander welcomed the decision of New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller to enter the Republican presidential race. Levander, a member of the National Draft Rockefeller Committee, predicts, unquote, Rockefeller will offer a fresh, imaginative idea and solutions that can restore confidence and respect in our government, both among Americans and peoples all over the world, unquote. The state Republican Chairman George Thiss yesterday continued his neutral position. Also welcomed Rockefeller into the race. This advocates at least a two-way race in the National GOP Convention to solve a, quote, communications problem with non-Republicans, unquote. Third District Representative Clark McGregor, the First District Representative Anchor Nelson both say they would have preferred an earlier Rockefeller presidential entry to emphasize the campaign of former Vice President Richard Nixon. Both McGregor and Nelson are Nixon supporters. A nationally known comedian turned politician, returned political activist, rather, Dick Gregory, visited Duluth yesterday and predicted a summer of revolution across the nation. Gregory said that if he were to vote for one of the candidates, it would be for former Alabama Governor George Wallace because, quote, I know he hates me, and at least he's honest, unquote. The St. Louis County Coroner and Duluth News Director testified yesterday in the Joe A. Halick murder trial in Duluth. 47-year-old Duluth insurance executive Joe A. Halick is charged with the February 15th bludgeon's killing of his 53-year-old wife. County Coroner Dr. Cyril Smith testified that he observed a dark black mark under Mrs. Halick's left eye. And under cross-examination by the defense, Smith said that Mrs. Halick was hit in the face while she was alive. Smith said a visual examination on the night of the alleged murder revealed that Halick had no marks on his hands. News director Dick Gottschild of WDIO, and that's TV in Duluth, testified that he illuminated the alleged murder scene by putting up lights to film the area. District Judge Luther C. Eckman parsed the prosecution motion to submit the film as evidence, saying that he decided before the trial not to allow the newsmen's pictures or those taken by a police photographer. A federal court and a jury in St. Paul yesterday convicted 21-year-old David M. Pince of refusing to report for induction into the armed forces. Judge Edward Divitt postponed sentencing pending a pre-sentence investigation. Pence studied for the priesthood for 2 years at Nazareth Hall in Arden Hills, Minnesota, after he graduated from Benilde High School in suburban St. Louis Park. Pence also served in the Domestic Peace Corps, VISTA, for a year. Pence is convicted of refusing induction in the old federal building in Minneapolis on January the 22nd. Former President Eisenhower has suffered what is described as a mild heart attack. He will be confined in the hospital at March Air Force Base for several weeks. Governor Nelson Rockefeller, who announced his presidential candidacy Tuesday morning, is making a strong showing with the write-in votes in the Massachusetts primary. Minnesota Senator Eugene McCarthy won about 52% of the Democratic votes in the Massachusetts primary, with Robert Kennedy coming in second, Hubert Humphrey third. An American air clergyman fought three battles in North Vietnamese in the northern province of Vietnam as B-52 bombers flew five missions against the communist positions in the Central Highlands. WMIN News, time is 12:59.
Hi, this is Bob speaking for the Army Nurse Corps Hope. Army nurses are good at their job. They're helping to give our wounded soldiers a better chance of recovery than any soldier in any war. Whether in a field hospital or in a general hospital back home, Army nurses serve their country with skilled hands and proud hearts. If nursing is your career, your country needs you. So see your local Army recruiter today.
Brief sports note, back in the winning scene of things, the Minnesota Twins did it again with a 7-6 victory over the Boston Red Sox. Twin City weather calls for fair and warmer this morning, fair to partly cloudy later today through tonight. Thursday, a slight chance of a shower on into Thursday night and cooler. Winds will become light and variable. They'll increase to 8-15 miles per hour this morning and later today. We'll have a low this morning of 48 degrees. High today 80, back down to 48 again for Wednesday night. Chance of precipitation, less than 5% this morning, 20% later today and tonight. Currently clear, now 67 country giant degrees with the time Minneapolis and St. Paul at 1 a.m. For WMIN St. Paul, this is Sir John.
WMIN.